Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. I'm here broadcasting live once again to you from the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an honor to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. You know what it is. Many of you who are listening, you are not Rudy Pooch and rookies to this radio show. And so I won't treat you like one. To our new listeners and new guests, we're thankful to have you on with us. And to our enemies, we hope and pray that you choke on your spit and croak in your sleep tonight. This is Black Power Radio. This is the hard-hitting, most revolutionary radio anywhere to be found in the hells and smells of North America. This is the official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And unless you have been living under a rock somewhere, I didn't say in a rock, but unless you have been living under a rock somewhere, you by now have heard about the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And I have to say, it is tragic. It is tragic the amount of slander that's going on, the amount of vilification that's going on, the amount of mudslinging that's going on at the new Black Panther Party. But I have to tell you and I have to let you know that all of this mud that's going around, all of this vilification that's going around, all of this slander that's going around, it only makes the new Black Panther Party stronger. It only serves to purify and to strengthen the brigade of the new Black Panther Party. We ain't going no damn where. We come to you in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man. 100% black man who said that his purpose on this planet was to give our oppressor and these devils hell from the cradle to the grave. He said that was his sole purpose on this planet, and that's what he did. From the moment that he got up to the moment that he laid down, he organized for the liberation and salvation of the black nation, and he went to war against our enemies. We come to you in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who said that he did not come to lighten up, but he came to tighten up. There are many of you out there who want us to lighten up, and you're talking about it's too rough out there. You're talking about it's getting too bumpy out there. You're talking about it's getting too hot out there, and you'd like us to ease it up. How in the hell can you call yourself a revolutionary? How in the hell can you call yourself a freedom fighter? How in the hell can you call yourself a warrior and a soldier for our people and you don't want to run head on with these no good bastards? You don't even want to get in the fight. You don't even want to swing. You want to hide somewhere in the corner in the side pocket of the ring and hide like a little sissy and act like a fight is not going on. Many of you out there, you'd like for us to just be quiet. And you think that we're doing something so silly and so reactionary that we don't know what the hell we're doing. I'm here to tell you, we've been here as an organization for over 20 years. And in 2012, we have turned the heat up so goddamn much, many of you can't stand it. But I had to keep reminding many of you that, again, we're not here to play. We're not here to make light of this thing. We're here to get black people free. And the only way the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad taught and our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, taught that we would get free is through revolution. He said revolution is the only solution. Revolution is the only solution. You cannot play your way out. You can't wage your way out. You can't sit your way out. You cannot meditate your way out. You're not going to be able to float your way out. You can't give enough charity to get out of offerings and tithes. And even if you fast, you cannot fast your way out of this. That's why our national chairman at the beginning of the show talks about you being patriotic and you waving your flag and you just hoping some kind of way that there'll be some benevolent white man or some benevolent Negro in the power structure that just says, okay, buddy, now you're free. Now you can go free. Everything is all good. But when you look around yourself, you see them clamping down on your ass, and they're clamping down on our asses, and they're preparing now to try to make all kinds of moves, not just on the new Black Panther Party, but on black people in general. So if we're telling you that we're coming in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we're telling you that we're standing firm with our warrior lawyer, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, if you remember the Million Youth March when the Honorable Khalid Muhammad saw the pigs moving in on our people, he told the people to take up whatever you could, remove the railing wherever you was at, and look these bastards in the eye. And he said, if any of them attack you, get to wailing on their ass. And he said that you would remove the railing and ram the railing up their behinds like they did Brother Abner Louima. Now, you want us to lighten up. You want us to let it go. You want us to forget about 400 years of suffering, shame, and death, and murder, and brutality at the hands of this no-good white man, these bastards. You want us to forget about it. You want us to forget about the hands of these Uncle Tom Negroes in turning our people over and in keeping our people in this condition today. You want us to forget about it. But there's a scripture that says that you may forgive them, but I never will forgive them. In the book of Ecclesiastes 3:1, it talks about there being a time for everything. There is a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up that which is planted. There is a time to heal, and there's a time to kill. There's a time for peace, and there's a time for war. And I'm here to tell you, it is not the time to be begging devils for peace when they have openly declared war on your black behinds. There have been over 20 black men and women killed since the assassination and the hunting down of our brother Trayvon Martin. You're talking about some Rekia Boyds. You're talking about those in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're talking about Wendell Allen. You're talking about so many others who are suffering in the hells of North America, and you and me are suffering right along with them. Because instead of giving you justice, and instead of giving us justice, they'd rather kill you. You will never be in the bourgeois class. You will never be in the bourgeoisie. You will never be in the upper echelons of the establishment of America. And even if a few sprinkle of us do make it up there, they'll make you a bootlicking, bug-dancing, half-baked, half-fried, sissy-fied, homogenized nigger for the white man. That's what I'm saying. Those of you that are in the upper echelons of America, you some bootlicking niggers. And as long as you push imperialism, as long as you push white supremacy or white ideology, as long as you push what the establishment wants you to push, you are all right with these folks. But the moment that you stand up and say, I got black pride, I represent black power, black empowerment, black, you know what I mean, black period. The moment that you say you want to be yourself and you want to stand up and rap for yourself, then they try to come down on your behind. But I'm here to tell you about this Panther Party. This Panther Party goes all the way back to Africa. Them black men and black women who were fighting even on the slave ships, them was Panthers, because all the Panther represents is the resilience of the black man and black woman. It represents the fight in the black man and black woman. It represents the warrior spirit in the black man and black woman. The problem is not the Panther part. The problem is you niggas is scared to fight. Nick Bowles is scared to fight out there. You done lost your fight, many of you. Pardon my language. I'm gonna try to be right, because I know that they, you know, I know we got some, maybe some youngsters, pardon me, and some elders, but I gotta give it to you raw. I gotta give it to you raw. Many of you have lost your fight and you've become brainwashed in the American dream. And as Malcolm told you, it is an American nightmare that many of you refuse to wake up from. And so since you refuse to wake up from it, we're losing our lives out there. You're losing your lives out there trying to fit yourself in an establishment that does not want you, and trying to convince yourself that we are all one people, that we're all human, and at the same time, you the one getting your head beat in like Rodney King. You the one that's being incarcerated at disproportionate rates. You are the ones, and we are the ones that are filling these cemeteries. Ain't no white man filling a cemetery like the black man is filling a cemetery. Ain't no liquor store on every corner like what you see in the white community or other communities. There's not this type of death and destruction and shame and despair in other communities like what you see in the black community. That's because it's all by design. The same way when they wanted to take the land from the so-called Indians, the red man, that they kept them drunk and high on other drugs, opium and things like this, the same thing they're doing to you. They are keeping you drunk and high and involved in illusions so that you won't come back to yourself. But I'm thankful that our people left reminders in the desert. I'm thankful that our people left reminders all over the world so that when you see them pyramids, what they call the Sphinx and other things that we left out there, they remind you of your greatness. And they told us on the walls of them artifacts, they told you to know yourself, because they knew that a no good dirty devil would come up and trick you about yourself. Some of you right now are just on the eve, on the hills, probably celebrating Easter, telling your children that a rabbit lays chicken eggs. And you know that was given to you by no good devil. Only a devil would tell you that a rabbit lays chicken eggs. We have been so thoroughly miseducated, it's not even right. It's not even funny. And as the old saying goes, if a man or woman will not treat you right, what makes you think that man or woman will not teach you right? So we welcome you to Black Power Radio. And we're here to let you know that this is one of the few places where you can come to and be proud to be black. This is one of the few places that as you're listening, you can raise your black fist in the air and know who you are. This is one of the few places where you will get the undiluted, unmixed, untampered with in any form truth as given by the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, which goes all the way back to your African and Kemetic origins. Ain't nobody else kicking it like that. And maybe they ain't got the heart to do it, but we got to stand up, and we're encouraging you to stand up. We intend to hear from our national chairman tonight as he's going to deliver the message to you. Separation is the best and only solution. Separation is the best and only solution. Now, we want to hear from some others. We want to hear from Michelle Williams. We want to hear from Brother Hutu. We want to hear from so many others, so make sure that y'all call in. But Malik Zulu Shabazz, the attorney at war, he's coming up. He's coming up, and I'm proud to say that this man is standing tall above many cowards out there. He's already like 6'5". He's straight up just looking down on you cowards out there and just laughing to himself. You fools out there calling for the arrest of Malik Zulu Shabazz, and this man is an attorney. You think this man don't know what the hell he's doing? But that's that old slavery stuff. That's that old don't trust a black man stuff. Some of you would rather enlist in the white man's military knowing that old Colin Powell and other people have lied and tricked you into a war, but you won't fight for the black man. You won't be in the black man and woman's army. You won't work to resurrect our communities. And there's more of a fight to be fought here in the hells of North America than anywhere in the 196,940,000 square miles. If you have something to fight for, a black man and black woman, you have every right to fight for your proper education, your proper history and herstory, and more importantly, you have every right to talk and fight, pardon me, about your babies. You got every right to fight for your babies and for your future, because guess what? They're being slaughtered too. Our babies, their minds are being robbed. Their minds are being taken. Their minds are being destroyed because we have failed. The Black Power Movement has failed to establish institutions that will teach the babies their true history and true herstory, that will teach the babies about their greatness and teach them about agriculture and teach them about engineering and teach them about real mathematics, teach them about real science, teach them about real alchemy, teach them about real chemistry, teach them about their beautiful black selves. We have failed as a black power movement from the 60s on up to establish these institutions. And so, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And so since we have to, many of us, you're sending your babies and we're sending our babies to the educational field, we call them the killing fields. You're sending them to be killed, and that's what's happening. So you wonder how you get a beautiful black woman like a Nicki Minaj who believes that it's okay to kiss an old good devil like Madonna, an old good devil worshiper like Madonna, just kiss her in the mouth. You wonder why somebody like a talented brother, you know, regardless of what you think, a talented brother like Lil Wayne can put piercings in his lip and wear women's stockings and tights and pantyhose and green boots, UGG boots, because guess what? They're being reared other than their true nature. This is real. You're in a real struggle in North America, and somebody has to sound the alarm. The ancestors sent us and sent others to sound the alarm and wake you up from your sleep. The ancestors are crying out from the graves and the realm, as Dr. Connor called, the realm of the Egugun, the realm of the Egugun, for us to wake up and reclaim our greatness and to wake up and to be ourselves, to accept our own, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught, and to be ourselves, to do the same as the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey taught. They're crying out for this. But you want to listen to these detractors out here. You want to listen to these miseducators out here. You thinking in your mind that one day I'll be on top of the mountain. And it has not come yet. It has not come yet. And then I'm just saying there's so much saturation and so many infiltrators that's running up in these black organizations that now even these organizations are getting weak. I damn, hell, even the new Black Panther Party, if you're getting weak out there, you better goddamn lacing up your boots right now. If you know some agent activity, now all your general orders are in effect. Report that agent activity immediately. I damn FBI running around, snooping around, all kind of letters running around, snooping around. But guess what? That's the price of struggle. Well, ain't no point in getting scared now. Ain't no point in punking out now because you don't have nothing to lose but your chains. If you didn't fight, they would still whoop your ass. They would still beat you down in the streets. There are countless unarmed black men and black women who have lost their lives and they didn't even fight. So it's not about whether you're armed or unarmed. It's about your fight and your information, your knowledge. That's what it's about. This is the clashing of two worlds. This is the clashing of two universities, two schools of thought. This is the clash against good and against evil. Now, if you're in a church and you say you're on the Lord's army, then you better suit up too. If you say you're a Muslim and you're waiting on the Mahdi to come back and crush devils, you better suit up too. Whatever your spirituality is, you better suit up, because the bottom line is you're going to have to fight you some beasts and some crackers and some devils and some Negroes. Out of a Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad taught that he loved Nat Turner's revolution. But he said the only thing that was wrong with Nat Turner's revolution was he wasn't killing no Negroes. See, now in 2012, we understand that many of our people have been so colonized that they would love to be more white than they would love to be black. So for those of you out there that are so in love with your oppressor and you don't love your people, you have to take the same path as the oppressor. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the ending. If they're going to get sat down, you're going to get sat down too. It's no holds barred. That's how you got to be. The only way you can fight out there, you got to fight by the rules set by the oppressed. You can't fight by the rules set by the oppressor. You scared of every single nuance. You just scared of every damn thing. Every damn thing scares you. You running around like the goddamn groundhog, scared of your shadow. And you're just scared. I mean, damn, a firecracker go off and you just scared as hell. Just some scary Negroes. And that's what Willie Lynn said that we would be. Willie Lynn said that he would set the black woman up front and that he would make the black man hide behind the skirt of his woman. He would make the black man hide behind the skirt of his woman so that the woman would be pushed out front, taking the position of a man, and you, black man, would take the position of a woman. And so many of you, you're so damn feminine out there that when we call you to the battle, when we sound the alarm, when we say it's time to fight, many of you go looking for your damn high heels and you go get off in the closet and scared and hide and cry like a little punk bastard. It doesn't make sense. You got to get knowledge of yourself. We have to get knowledge of ourselves, and we got to stand up and be some real Panthers and some real men out there. What good does it do to put on a Panther uniform if you ain't going to fight? If you ain't going to fight mentally, spiritually, morally, and economically, what the hell good is a damn uniform? It don't mean nothing. You got to be in, and we got to be engaged in the battle. Right now, they're banging on your party, and they're banging on the black nation. You see armed white militias saying they're out there to defend the white community. Well, who the hell going to defend the black community? Our babies, our women, our children, our elders are in fear right now. Who the hell going to defend the black community? You know the police can't do it. They're not going to do it. Hell, in many of these KKK and neo-Nazi rallies, the police protect the KKK. The police protect the neo-Nazis. The police protect the white supremacists because guess what? The police are the military arm of the white power structure. It hurts my heart to see a black man in a police uniform defending neo-Nazi white power rallies. What in the hell is wrong with you, black man? What in the hell is wrong with you that you would defend those who are talking about separating from you and being away from you and calling you niggas and coons and colored boys and all this type of stuff? What in the hell is wrong with you? What in the hell is wrong with you that you would join that force anyway? Hell, join the black man's military. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Join on with Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz because y'all know this man has done some stuff that some of you would never do. Some of you, instead of just saying the black man and the new Black Panther Party made a wrong maneuver, a hell of a move on this bastard, some of you just resort to hating. You just become professional haters. Instead of just saying it's cold, I appreciate what you're doing. What y'all doing is strategic. We understand that shit takes hard. It takes whatever, whatever. You just resort to hating. Just an old Willie Lynch nigga, man. I'm telling you, many of us are not going to make it. So those of you that want to make it, we got to start training now. We got to get serious now. We got to get right now, mentally and physically. You got to get prepared now because the handwriting is on the wall. The handwriting is on the wall. The black bourgeoisie is upset and the white power structure is upset. They are upset. Now, before I go to the phone lines, I do want to say this. Congratulations to everybody who participated in the national walkout today. Everybody from male to female, young to old, who participated in the national walkout and strike. You should give yourself a black hand, a strong black hand, and raise your black fist in the air because you did something monumental today. You starved capitalism. We starved capitalism. If you don't know what capitalism is, you better study that real quick because it has everything to do with your present economic condition. If you are a part of the have-nots, which most of us are in America, if you are part of the have-nots, you better understand capitalism real quick because capitalism is connected to racism. It is a class situation that is set up to keep you forever impoverished. Forever impoverished, where a small ruling circle has all of the wealth and has all of the resource, and you have nothing. And you go to work and you get your paycheck, and they take theirs off of the top, and you get the menial little crumbs in your paycheck. You starved capitalism today. There were the critics who said, "We don't understand why you're calling for a boycott. We don't understand why you're calling for a walkout. Why would you want to walk out? Why would you want to have a national strike? Why the hell wouldn't we want to have a national strike? Well, we should starve capitalism to the point to where it just stops the machinery. Without the black human resource, America crumbles. It falls on its table legs. Without the black human resource, you built this country, black man and black woman. Did you forget? It was your and my forefathers and foremothers that built this country with a few other indigenous people, built this whole thing. So if we built this whole country, how come you don't, and we don't reap any of the benefits? It's right here at 9:30. I want to go right on into the phone lines and take some phone calls. And like I say, right about 10, our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, will be coming on. So just hold tight and buckle your safety belts. Let me go right on in at 904-613. That's the area code and the first three numbers. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Did you have a successful national strike and walkout? Talk to me, Black Power. All right, somebody's just listening. That's the 904s be listening. 504-235. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Talk back to me. We're talking about a national strike and walkout. Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine,
yes, sir.
Thank you for that. How you doing?
Thank you, sir, for that final speech, brother. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Sir.
We need to be encouraged. We need to be encouraged and also be reminded of our culture, our heritage, our history, and all those who have fought for liberation for our people. With that said, I want to say my obedience to God, Almighty God, for preserving us and keeping us down through the years. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the chairman of the New Black Panther Party, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, for being a great leader, standing up in the midst of us. Again, we're living in some critical times where you have these, like you said, you know, these Uncle Tom punking out. You know, every time we go to do something, we make a bold statement, they come with another statement saying, no, we don't support this. We don't support boycott. We don't support going out searching for gentlemen. Every time black folk try to unite and make a bold stand to fight against this devil, this no good system of oppression, then you got some Uncle Tom come along and try to refute. And then the press prop up these so-called leaders and stuff like that. Just that, take for example, Reverend Sharpton said, you know, he wanted to boycott. Here come the NAACP. You know, we should have stood behind Reverend Sharpton and gave him all our support when he said, look, let's consider a boycott. Let's do something to shake this system up. It's time for all black leaders, all freedom fighters to stand up and stop being a scary coward and backing up because you need a few crumbs from the white man. We got to stand up and tell and let the white man know. You understand what I'm saying? That we are not going to let you pimp us and use us as your guinea pigs anymore.
But see, the bigger point is it goes beyond rhetoric and talk. We're pushing people to action. We're saying stay off of your jobs. Stay out of school. Don't spend a dime with this no good beast. You don't have no justice in America. What the hell are you giving money to the beast for? Give it
That's
to
right.
your own people.
And so, you know, in closing, the NAACP, you know, always been that way. They would come in. They got these banquets. They depend on these white folks to fund their banquets, their campaigns, to give them money, and then they sell us out. So we are saying to the NAACP, you have a rich history of struggle. But my brother, we're not going to let you bring us back to the days, you understand, bring us back, but we're going to move forward. You understand what I'm saying?
No, we're not going to let them bring. Let me just say something to Ben Jealous out there, man. Listen, Ben Jealous has taken a couple of shots at the New Black Panther Party, and we haven't even responded. All I'm going to say to Ben Jealous and the echelon of the NAACP is you better get strong very fast. And stop bowing down to white pressure and white supremacist ideology. You better get strong real fast because we're coming behind for that. I'm telling you, you better get strong, Ben. Hey, Ben, you better get strong real fast and stop denouncing the strong soldiers out here because I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
That's all right, brother. In my closing, I just want to impress upon all my liberators, all my revolutionaries, who are listening. You understand what I'm saying? Let's get behind Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and the New Black Panther Party and others who are nationalist groups. You know, let's get behind him. Let's get behind this movement that is sweeping America, and let's stand together in one voice that demands justice. He called for a boycott. I didn't go to a white business today. What did I do?
I went about this up.
That's right. You know, me and my wife, we bought food at a Vietnamese place because there's no probably no black restaurants in the city. But we went other than the white folks, we went to spend our money in the community. All we're saying is that let's stick together. All we need to do is get educated, stop bowing down and book licking and step tap dancing. Let's unite. This is our time. This is a new day, a new time. And the new Black Panther Party and other groups, don't want to say your name right now, but other nationalist groups who are fighting on the ground, you got to confess the truth. The new Black Panther Party is the group that is putting it out there. They're
appreciate
putting it
that.
Out there.
I would say this, man. We give you a strong black hand for pushing the boycott and the national strike. And next time, don't you spend one damn dollar a dime in that Vietnamese store. You eat your own food right at home. Stock up somewhere the next day and make your own. Let your wife cook the food for you, black man.
Well, y'all said non-white business.
I'm just saying you gotta be strong. Don't give that exploited Vietnamese no damn money. Keep the money in your pocket.
You know what?
Hey, let your beautiful black wife cook you some black food, brother.
Exactly. And the thing about it is that, I'm going to say this here, is that, you know what, brother, and I'm not going to disagree with you, I'm going to say, next time you make yourself a little more clear, we don't want you buying from nobody that's got black in this. You know, and I'll do
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, so you
Reverend Brown, we love you, black man. We appreciate
you,
brother. All right, black power. Let me take
black
another
power.
Caller. This is area code 870-540. This is Black Power Radio. We wish you a successful national strike and walkout as you prepare for Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Give me your question and your comment. 870-540. You open. You've got a question or comment. All right, we keep it moving. 540-432. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Give me your question or comment. National strike and walkout. Got a lot of listeners. People put their hands up, but don't want to say that. I hope I didn't offend nobody. But, hey, 410-419, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. We're talking questions and comments, Black Power. Well, we just running through them. I guess we just listened. 904613, give me a question or comment.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power and more Black Power. What's happening to you, sir?
You know who this is. This is Brother
is
James from Jacksonville. It's a strong soldier, Brother Mikhail Sharif Muhammad. Standing
all right,
strong.
Brother
on the
James,
front line.
Brother, how was your national strike and walkout today, sir?
Well, our national strike and walkout was good, but you know, you always have those devils. And I'm not talking about the white devils, I'm talking about the black devils. The black devils that always undermine what you're doing. We got a call from the government. We got a call from the Belgium City Council talking about, well, don't be violent. We want this to be peaceful. Well, hell, all the violence that this cracker has caused in America, and you begging for peace while he got a gun to your head, are you out your mind?
Teach.
This is what's going on, brother. Let me just tell you, I walk out, and our strike was excellent. The media was there. Other folks were there. But I'm going to show you how wicked this devil is. They have events in this park where we meet every time where people are met, and they have microphones, they have hookups. Guess what? We showed up today, not only they had the police and Homeland Security and FBI and everybody else in place, but guess what? So we come with the microphones and the speaker system. They come over, they send a lieutenant. He says, well, you know, we have a sound ordinance, and do you have a permit? Brother was on his way. I said, listen, this is a black man, lieutenant. They sent a Negro
always
to do this job. I said, listen, we've been out of this park before, and nobody ever asked us for a permit, a sound permit. People speak all the time. He said, well, they're asking for one today. I said, I know they're asking for one today. So we had all the equipment show up. He told us, what you can do, he said, you can just talk. So no bullhorn, no amplifier system could be used. I said, well, who's in charge of this? He said, well, it comes from the mayor's office, come all the way from the top. Now, I'm going to show you something. Here's the first black man in Jacksonville. Here's the Negro, how they got him to do their job, their dirty work. That's why I said the black devils, all of them being called out. The brothers, we helped the sister get elected to office. Here she come. She tell us, well, you know, we got the call from the congressman. We don't want anything to happen. Well, hell, it's already happened. You don't see the noose around your neck? Oh, man. Brother, it was nice. It was good. It was strong. We had brothers and sisters come from everywhere. But this is the foolishness we're dealing with. We're dealing with our own damn people undermining the work we're doing for Trayvon Martin, all in the name of this slave master. That's what we're dealing with, brother.
Well, yes, brother, I mean, like the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad say, he say, whenever the white man can't deal with you, they always send some bootlicking, buck-dancing Negro to come try to deal with you. We already knew the man down there was a bootlicker. You already knew that. You already knew going in. That's why we said don't be begging these times for any daggone thing. Don't beg for it.
I want to say, brother, in my closing, I want to say this. I hear people talking about education. You know I'm an educator. But in education, if you're taking your child to this public school and you don't have somebody like me on the other side that's willing to teach truth, man, let me put it like this. I can't tell from the time I walk in to the time I walk out because I make sure they understand what black power means. I make sure they understand what Islam means. I make sure they understand what all the tricks and secrets that these devils are doing out here that they get this. But we're taking our children to public schools, thinking they're getting an education. Brother, I hate to disappoint you. I heard you. That's okay. You're going to get some type of education. But all we're doing is creating new devils that we're going to have to fight and maybe even have to kill when they get in our way. Let's be real. They're getting a white, European-centric education that makes them nothing but little devils.
Well, let me say this, Brother James, because you are a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the leadership of Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I have to say this, my brother, that you cannot ever forget, you can't ever forget who the colored man is according to the lessons, that the colored man is that Caucasian white man or Yaqub Scrap, the devil, the skunk of the planet Earth. And I'm going to say this, that any black man in the hills of North America that is doing other than themselves, it is because they have been under the lash and the conditions of the white man.
That's right.
So talk black to me. We understand black people do wickedness, but I'm saying don't come down on them so hard and you let the spider get away. Don't you ever criticize the spider web and not get on that and stop that spider, black man.
You're absolutely right, brother, and that's why I say we have to understand the statement that was made, but people that never treat you right will not teach you right, so we have to teach our own. That's why we need to infiltrate every doggone system in education and make them teach black studies. I ain't talking about Afrocentric, African-American education, something that pours in our people's mind. I'm talking about black studies, black history, real black history, all the way from the transatlantic slave trade, all the way before the transatlantic slave trade, all the way back to the original man's mind and the creation of the earth, all the way through modern day. Style was us being gods, not slaves.
Appreciate you, brother James. Hey, we appreciate you, black man. Salaam alaikum and black power to you.
Oh, I appreciate you, black power, black power.
Hey, man, brother, I mean, listen, it's going on all across the world. People walked out on these devils today and struck on the devil. Let me take another one. 757-289. You're on the air. This is Black Power Radio. Tell us how your day went up, or if you have a question or comment. Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey, how are you?
Harambe. Yeah, this is
Harambe. You, my brother.
Harambe. Yeah, this is Brother Jonathan Hutto.
Hutto, welcome, brother.
Hey, how's it going? Good. Here in Prince George's County, Maryland. I was invited on by Attorney Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Yes,
just wanted to, first of all, just state that certainly in solidarity with the work that you all have been doing across the country, I come as one who sees the People's Coalition for Police Accountability as a brother-sister organization that was working in coalition with the new Black Panther Party and all organizations that are seeking freedom, justice, and equality out here. Just want to thank the new Black Panther Party, particularly Chairman Malik, for being at our meeting the last week. As I stated to a couple of friends of mine who are close to the coalition, we had a We had a Ben moment last week, but it wasn't a Ben Jealous moment. It was a Ben Chavis moment. We recall when President Chavis at the time was head of the NAACP in the early 90s, he made a move to bring together a national African-American leadership summit and invited Minister Farrakhan to the table. And we remember the ramifications of that. There were those, what's called an unhidden hand, an unseen hand, who did not want Minister Farrakhan at the table. But it was Reverend Chavis, Reverend Dr. Chavis, that stood strong at that time and stated that we can't talk about concerns of black people if we don't have every organization leader at the table that's dealing with this problem, with this issue, and that there's no other organization out there that had dealt with it on that level other than the Nation of Islam in terms of dealing directly with the problems and the scourge and the violence in our communities, all of which an extension of white supremacy and racism. So I had a moment last week I just want to testify to, because there was an unseen hand in our coalition. When I brought up the fact that Malik Zulu Shabazz was going to come and speak at our meeting, you know, kind of looked at me as if that was a crazy notion and actually wanted to describe Chairman Malik as being a racist. And I was just like, you know, that's not my understanding of racism. If there's anything I'm going to hate, and if there's anything I'm going to marginalize and speak out against, it's that which created Chairman Malik and the New Black Panther Party. You know, so
just wanted to say
that. You know, often, you know, as Malcolm taught us, I end with this, I don't want to be long. I do want to be strong, however. You know, as Malcolm taught us, if we're going to disagree, if we're going to have some infighting, then let's do it behind closed doors. So that when we come out, you know, we come out with a united front. And so
that's where we
have to challenge folks like Ben Jealous and others, that there's no way they should be attacking Malik in public, you know, to the enemy. If you got a problem with Malik, just call him. You know, just break some bread with him. He's your brother. You know, you all might have tactical differences, you know, but we going at this thing the same way. Because if you're attacking Malik in public, really what you're doing is letting your benefactors know that, you know, I'm gonna try to crack whatever whip I have at him. He ain't gonna bow, but you know, we're gonna try to
please the white man.
Exactly. So if I'm not a member of the New Black Panther Party, but I'm certainly in solidarity with the New Black Panther Party. Certainly a supporter. Because as far as I'm concerned, as what we're dealing with right now is exactly how Malcolm laid it out. Is either the battle or the bullet. And in terms of the bullet alternative, this organization is the only one that's dealing with it. So glad to be
appreciate
on the call. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And,
thank you, brother.
Looking forward to continue working in solidarity with you.
My honor. Harambe to you, black man and black power. Brother Otu, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. He's sounding in there. He's in there. Yeah, I mean, I just don't want Ben Jealous to come off jealous. That's all I'm saying. I want you to stand up, black man. You see us in a sad state of affairs. You have the position and the authority to make some changes. Stop buck dancing for the white man. We will not tolerate you attacking Malik Zulu Shabazz in this hour. And this man putting his neck on the line. It's not like this man is somewhere, like I said, in some pulpit, collecting all your money, collecting all your funds, and sitting back in a jacuzzi. This man is in the field. This man is down on the ground. Anyway, let me take some more calls here. Appreciate you, brother, too. Appreciate you. Area code 562-607. This is Black Power Radio. Give us your question or your comment. We're on a national strike.
I'd like to make a comment. How you doing, Sean?
Doing fine. All power to the people. How we doing?
All power to the people. Black writers give their love to you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I love you, comrade.
I have a comment about the brother on Facebook, Talib Dwayne Muhammad, that's claiming to be Muslim, but he gets on there and attacking our leader, Attorney Shabazz, talking about what he don't know, his credentials and everything, and how he don't know what he's doing as an attorney. See, this is exactly what you were talking about at the beginning of the show, how all people are hating on each other. Instead of fighting that enemy, we want to attack each other. You know, they say that we can't come up as a people. And I did a walkout today as well as myself, you know. I didn't work because I want to see our people come up, you know, and rise up from all of this and fight this peace. And I always have to, wherever I go, either it's on Facebook or wherever, I'm going to fight these peace back. you know. I'm going to stand up and talk up for our brothers, you know, because when he's too busy out in the street working, somebody's got to stand ground and say, hey, enough is enough. If they don't have the boldness to go up there and talk to the brother in his face, then, you know, say, shut up and stay off Facebook, stay off out of my face, you know what I'm saying? If you got no ammunition, if you got no ammunition, no heart to get put your shoes on and strap up and get that gun to go out there and fight the enemy, be quiet, you know? We don't need no armchair revolutionaries, no Facebook revolutionaries. We need real revolutionaries. We're going to get on there, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt about it. Sister Sherlex, we appreciate you and appreciate your spirit. And send our love to the comrades. I don't want to even be long because the national chairman is on and he's ready to be heard from. But Sister Sherlex, thank you so much for your comments, Queen.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Sean.
All right. Black power, all power to the people. All right. Finally, at this time, without belaboring it, you know, any longer, you know, holding you any longer, we want to let this man loose. This is the man that you've been waiting on. This is the man of the hour. This is that bold black man who has stood up in the hells and smells of North America and pulled his sword out and said he's ready to go to war for the black man and black woman. Help us to rebring back to Black Power Radio our national chairman and the attorney at war. This is Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power.
All right, Black Power, and all power to the people. I say assalamu alaikum, hotep, and praise the Lord. And pass the ammunition to all of God's chosen people here in the bounds and the hells of North America. I'm just so happy to be on. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. We can hear you just fine.
I'm so happy to be on Black Power Radio and to speak to my sisters, brothers, and others here on this radio listening dial. To our national spokesman and my national spokesman, who is 100% dedicated day and night and can be counted on like a clock. I'm talking about Minister Sean Quali, the national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party, who we should all give a strong black hand in this hour. I want to thank this National Central Committee of the new Black Panther Party and the brave brothers and sisters that are standing up in this hour for liberation. I want to personally thank every activist, every organizer that have come on the line. I want to thank, first of all, my Florida chairman, Brother Mikhail Muhammad, and every member of the Jacksonville New Black Panther Party and every member of the United Front in Jacksonville. Certainly, much thanks to you all. I want to thank Brother Minister James Muhammad from Jacksonville and the Nation of Islam. Thank you, Brother James Muhammad, for standing up and for representing the progressive end of the NOI in this hour. I want to just give thanks for a moment. I want to thank Sister Michelle from Florida, from Tampa, a bold black woman who is my sister and is like a fiery ball of flame that have gone before me. I want to thank Brother Ali from Tampa, Florida. I want to thank every black man and woman in Florida for standing up today on this day of national strike and walkouts. I want to thank Imam Akbar Bilal from Washington, D.C. I want to thank that dedicated young black man from Washington, Edward X. Brother Edward X died for the people, my main man, fighting in Washington, D.C. I want to thank Jonathan Hutto, former Howard University Student Association president and a premier activist in our community. Certainly a man that's well-connected and well-respected. He is my brother, and I love him. And so I want to thank all of you brothers and sisters, those who I've named and those who I may have forgotten. I want to thank you, Reverend Brown. I want to thank all the activists, organizers, and revolutionaries that have participated in this radio broadcast, but moreover have participated in this national strike and this day of absence, and who also have been standing up strong in this hour. I want to say to Bill O'Reilly and to Sean Hannity, to Andrew Breitbart, to Anderson Cooper, CNN, Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, and every other devil that's listening in, and have your staff and your assistants listening in, waiting on the line and trembling and shaking, knowing that these are what you call some niggas that you cannot control. You have not reached the radio line of the NAACP. No disrespect to them, but you have them in control. Being jealous is under your control. No disrespect to Reverend Al Sharpton and the National Action Network, which have not reached the radio line of the National Action Network, and I'm sorry. You have not reached the civil rights radio line tonight, though those are our brothers and our sisters in the civil rights movement. You have not reached a line, a phone line, where we are begging you for justice. And where we're holding up the American flag as you kick your boots in our face and knock our teeth out on a daily basis, we are not begging you for nothing. The white man of America, our subject tonight on this day of absence, on this day of action, on this national strike, is separation is the best and the only solution. Separation, not segregation, which is the separation of two sides, one being held superior over the other. Not integration, where a superior integrates with an inferior and dominates and rules that inferior party under his wicked reign and control, and integrates that one into a system where white education dominates the little black child trying to get into white school. Not a system where white power, white authority, white law dominates the little black man and woman who's just happy to get a seat at your little funky lunch counter. You have not reached that radio station. You have not reached that dial. You have reached the radio dial of black power. You have reached the radio dial of black nationalism. And we'll be clear before we get started. We seek a nation of our own. I'm not going to teach long because I'm going to open up the phone line because I have so many critics. I have so many devils and Negroes who are talking out of the side of their mouth and the side of their neck. We have so many wannabe armchair revolutionaries. Some of you haven't fought so long that damn it if you hear a poot. Damn it if you hear a poot, you thought you heard a gunshot and you went and hid under the bed. Some of you haven't dusted off that Panther button in over 35, 40 years since 1970 or 68. You put it on for 3 years, maybe 4 years. Some of you maybe 6 to 9 months. But you got all kind of questions about a man who has now been the chairman of the New Black Panther Party for over 11 years and have been a staunch, stalwart laborer, worker, leader, servant, and freedom fighter for now over 22 years serving the black nation, Panther Party, Nation of Islam, Howard University, Unity Nation, Million Youth March, Million Man March, Millions More Movement, Khalid Muhammad, Louis Farrakhan, what more do you want? I'm not going to retreat from my critics tonight. I'm going to take them head on. But we have to give thanks first. First of all, I thank God so much for having a family of revolutionaries. Despite the efforts of the United States government in this hour and its agents, to trap me, to entwine me, to even arrest me. If it is not the will of Allah and it is not the will of God, then all of your efforts shall be fruitless. And if you come upon the chance and the charges to lock me up as you desire to do, then goddammit, from the jailhouse, me and Hashim and Zynga will turn it out. You cannot stop what has already been started. And if you think you can stop me, you will not stop this revolution, because the message has spread. These brothers and sisters have been trained, indoctrinated, inspired, and revived, and they're fired up. And the same God that is with me is the same God that is with them. The same power that is with me, the same power that is with them. I have shared all that I have, all of the knowledge I have, all of the strategies I have, all of the tactics I have, all of the heart I have with my brothers and my sisters. So if I am captured by this enemy, they'll only get fiercer and stronger on your white ass as we move on into the year 2012. Yes, Allah is blessing us. The God is blessing us. Amun-Ra is blessing us in this hour, because we are not afraid. It may look to you like we are crazy. It may look to you like we are stepping off into a fiery furnace. But I read of four boys who were thrown into the fiery furnace. I read that there were some on the scene in the days of Daniel in Babylon who would not eat the king's old filthy, nasty poison meat. What poison meat did the four Hebrew boys, were they forced to eat? What Hebrew boys? I'm talking about Shadrach, Meshach. Hold one second. Shadrach, Meshach, Daniel, and a bad Negro, I mean Abednego. Am I still on? I got to check if I'm on.
Yes, sir. You are, Brother Chairman.
Now, we are that force and that power and those little brothers and sisters who are the boldest brothers and sisters in the hills of America. And some of you chicken-hearted, weak-hearted, as my teacher taught me, you bamboozling dancing, sissified, punctified, homogenized Negroes attacking us and attacking me on a daily basis. Some of you Negroes are pacifists. Some of you Negroes are nationalists. Some of you Negroes are integrationists. And some of you buck dancing Negroes got red, black, and green on. But when the hour come, when it's time to fight, you start getting scared and you start sounding weak. What is all this fuss about a $10,000 reward? What is all this fuss about a legal citizen's arrest? So damn what? A reward for a legal citizen's arrest went out from the community through the new Black Panther Party. At least somebody got some balls to stand up and say that they're going to get justice regardless. Somebody's got some guts, and pardon my language, somebody got some nuts here in the hills of America and will force this enemy to do his job, or we'll do it ourselves. You should stand on your feet and give us a strong black hand, because we made the prosecutor convene this grand jury. We made the authorities put the pressure on Zimmerman to either arrest him. They say, hell, either we're going to arrest him or the Panthers are going to arrest him. We make the white man do their job, just as it was done in the 1960s. You didn't get that job as a Negro reporter on Channel 4, when you come out here with that twisted grin of yours. This is Bill from Channel 4 reporting back. We're at the demonstration for the Black Panthers here in Jacksonville. We're at the demonstration, and we're hoping everything stays peaceful. We support Trayvon Martin, but we don't know about these people. We spot you. It was the Black Panthers that got you your job as a TV reporter. We got your job as a mayor, a Negro mayor, a Negro TV reporter, a Negro writer in the news, some kind of prominent Negro. We got you your job. In the 1960s, when the revolutionary movement broke out, all they could do was to give a job in order to send a black reporter into a riot zone. Over 104 cities blew up on 1968. 104 cities. And even though the family of Dr. Luther King said to be peaceful, even though the family, hold one second. Give me one second. I'm coming right back.
Yes, sir. We'll hold our positions. Brothers and sisters, just hold your positions as you listen to the national chairman, New Black Panther Party. Just hold your positions. You know, this black man bringing the truth. Man, fired up right now.
All right, I'm back. Jim.
Go ahead, sir.
Let me get black into this. Even though the family of Dr. Martin Luther King told everybody to be peaceful, even though the family told everybody to practice the spirit of nonviolence, over 104 cities on April 4th, 1968, they went up in flames. All over America, they went up in flames. And the white reporter could not come into the black community. They would take his camera, take his shirt, and take his head. In the late 1960s, no white reporters could move in the black community. Hello. And so they had to go get you, Mr. Uncle Tom reporter, Joe Tom of CNN. They give you a microphone and camera and send you in and give you a job. They gave you, Mr. Negro Mayor, a job to get in City Hall to calm these Negroes down. Give you a job as a city councilman to try to placate Negroes and calm them down. It was H. Rap Brown, our father. Kwame Ture, Stokely Carmichael, our father. Minister Malcolm X, our father. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our grandfather. The Most Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, our grandfather. All of them laid the base, laid the foundation so as America, in order for the masses of black people not to listen to us, not to come to us, they went and paid Negroes off, financed the NAACP, financed civil rights organizations, financed Negro reporters, financed Negro city councilmen, gave all these Negroes a bunch of money so that the people wouldn't listen to us. And so you Negroes owe us, because the white man is scared of us. And he gives Negroes jobs to try to make it appear that everything is all right. But guess what? The white man is not God. And now what you're dealing with in America is the fact that mainstream black people, middle-of-the-road black people, average black people, of whom, Mr. White Man, do listen to me because I come up out of their ranks. They are becoming dissatisfied. I have to also say I speak on behalf of Black Lawyers for Justice, which is the most revolutionary group of lawyers anywhere in the nation. And so I have to say that you have upset mainstream black people over this Trayvon Martin murder. You have upset middle-of-the-road black people with this Trayvon Martin murder and injustice, and how you just simply won't go out and do justice and arrest the man and charge the man. and send this man where he needs to be going based on the evidence, and that's step by step to the gas chamber. Oh, I know they on edge tonight. Oh, FBI is on edge tonight. Stay on edge, you little beast. Oh, I know they're all on edge tonight because they fear a race war. Whatever happens from here, you will not be able to blame it on the new Black Panther Party. You have to blame it on yourself. You have been dogging and killing and murdering black people ever since we met you on the shores of Africa in 1492. You have the blood of the prophets on your hand and the blood of the black man and woman on your dirty hands. And the blood, as the Bible says, is up to the horse's bridle. Now your grandma is upset with white America and through with white America. Hold one second. Now, give me one second. I got to keep moving and maneuvering. Now, mainstream black people, average black people, working class black people, union seeking black people, mainstream middle of the road, Christian black people, they are pissed and angry and hurt and distressed over the manifest injustice of a nation. They thought that they did everything they could to be accepted. Brothers and sisters, we have done everything we could possibly imagine to be accepted by the white man. We have changed our names and come out of our African names, and we'll look this white man in his face and tell him my name is Bob Johnson. Tell him my name is Michael Jordan. My name is Chris Paul. As black and African as we can be, we have done everything we could to show obedience and loyalty to the white man. We have gone to his schools, and even though his babies are now raised up and at 6 years old, as we saw on CNN just the other night, 6 years old and 5 years old, they are raised from the womb with the mind that Yaqub gave his mama and his daddy, and that Yaqub gave his mama's mama and his daddy's daddy. They grow up with a mindset to hate black people and to hate black children. We've done all we can to be accepted by America. We've done all we can to be good niggas. And still today, justice is far off and injustice is here and manifest in our face. And so it ain't our fault. It's not our fault. Don't come on this radio dial and act like that this is the new Black Panther Party stirring up something, that this is Malik Zulu Shabazz stirring up something. No, the pot was already stirred before we got started. This is not, this movement, if you take Al Sharpton out of it, it won't make no difference. The movement's going to keep right on going. God damn it, if you take all of the civil rights leaders out of it, it's going to keep on going. I would almost say that if you take us out of it, it will keep on going, but we are the agitation and the irritation in the washing machine that's stirring the pot right now. Look, I'm getting ready to open up to the phone lines. Let me just lay the base and tell you what's happening. This was a day where we made a stepping stone towards separation. This is a day where we have realized and consciously woken up to the fact that we really don't need the white man and don't need his society. And I'm getting tired of picketing and protesting and begging for justice, getting tired of asking and begging and pleading for justice from a people who by nature cannot give justice. These people by nature are born to kill us. Did you hear what I said? They are born to kill us, born to serve us injustice, and there is no injustice coming from them. And so those who are listening and those who follow this teaching, don't let any Negroes put bad thoughts in your mind. Don't let any Negroes, armchair quarterbacks, sideline revolutionaries, try to critique and criticize what we are doing or what we have been doing or what we're not doing. These Negroes ain't doing nothing. These dude Negroes ain't doing nothing but running off at the mouth. And the white man is not even studying them. Right now he has his mind on one group mainly. I'm not bragging, I'm not putting down no other group, but it's only one group right now that can put this thing into action. And that's this group on this phone. Let me go to the phone line so I can rock on me some questions and answers. I'm your brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz, the chairman of the New Black Panther Party and the president of Black Lawyers for Justice, and I'm your servant. And, yeah, I'm the captain of this ship, and this ship is rocking right now. Let's go to the phone line.
Okay, yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, the number is 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447. You're jam-packed on the lines. We're just going to run down the lines and see if we get out of it. Ask your questions. It's Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Area code 408-722. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Give us your question or comment. Black Power.
Listen, I'd like to say thank you so much for having me on your show today. I just have a couple of quick questions, if you don't mind. And thank you for welcoming everybody to listen. And I want to appreciate and say I appreciate your First Amendment rights and the way that you're going about getting the voice out there about true education. The young man before you, Jay, had spoken about true education and how, you know, that they're not telling the truth in the schools. They're not telling the true history, the facts, that they're not telling the facts about what's really going on. And I would just want to get your opinion on what you think is going to come forward in the next, after this movement. What do you guys see as the grand design of what's going to happen? Because I don't know, you know, we got a, my nephew's name's Jamal, but he's got blue eyes. He ain't white, he ain't black, he's my nephew. What are you going to do with that? How's that going to look in the new generation, or the next generation of leaders that are going to help empower the next generation of where we're going as a nation?
Well, certainly an interesting question. I probably have to figure out who that we is.
Well, we is,
who is
we
the,
is
we
the
you
people.
Speak about?
We is the people. We.
Oh,
meaning,
I got bad. I'm sorry, but I might have bad news for you. Although,
okay. Tell me the real news. Tell me the real.
Let me tell you the real. Let me tell you the real news. Let me tell you the real news. The Holy Quran teaches that God recognizes the good deed, regardless to who does it. So whatever you do that is of a good deed, that will be between you and your God on the day of judgment. But the we here on this telephone that we are talking about are we the real children of Israel. We who have been brought into a land that is not our own for 400 years. We who, like the children of the Hebrew boys, have been brought into a fiery land, into a foreign land, put in a fiery furnace, and yet have not been burned up and not become part of that land. We who are the lost who are now found, we who are the lost sheep, I'm talking about the black man and the black woman here in the hills of North America. That's the we I'm talking about. And so I don't know about the we as in e pluribus unum. Out of many come one in this so-called melting pot of America. I don't know about that. That's something.
Oh, no,
that
I agree with you there. There is no we at that level. There's them and then everybody else. There's a 5% of the world power that decides what they think we need to do. We being
right.
The rest
I don't know.
The bottom
I don't
of the
know
food
about
chain.
All these other. I don't know about all these other theories. I don't know about all these other people. All I know about, sisters, I'm on this phone to talk about black people. I mean, miss, I'm here to talk about black people. Now, for others, I don't know what's going to happen to the kids of mixed race. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to all them kind of folks. All I do know.
But what about all the people out of Africa that are coming here that are Christians? They're coming up here learning our language. They're becoming part of our culture up here. they think everybody is, you know, they think everybody's got streets paved with gold and everything's just handed out. That we don't work for anything. That nobody up here's got to work for anything. That we don't have to be accountable for what we do.
Well, once again,
they think that welfare is something
respect,
that's given. It's to enslave people.
Let me ask you this. Are you a black woman?
Of course I'm not.
Okay, well, let me
go to
the
next. But that don't mean
problem.
I ain't been beaten with a switch. Doesn't mean I didn't come out of the projects of Cleveland. Doesn't mean that I didn't do without. Doesn't mean I didn't grow up in foster care. Doesn't mean I didn't have a rough life just because I'm white.
All of that's fine. Pardon me, miss. All of that's fine. But I ain't got time for that tonight. No disrespect, but you should go right back out to white people. Go help some white people. Go help some white people get their diabolical minds right. Take 24 hours a day.
But I do business with black people all day. Black men.
I don't need your help. You go help some white folks.
I don't. Nobody's trying to help anybody. We're working together, united.
No, we're not working together, and we're not working with you.
We have
get off this phone line. You hang this phone up and go to the next caller. We thank you for your sympathy, but we don't need you here. You need to go out there and try to reconvert them other devils to stop killing us. Let's go to the next caller.
All right, moving on to the next call at area code 862-252. You're on the air with Black Power Radio, the national chairman. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power.
Good evening, dear brothers. Chairman Shabazz, this is Dashaun Farad, Your Black World.
Hey, Farad.
Well,
talk to
Chairman Shabazz, I've spoken to people across this country, and some would say surprisingly, most of them are in support of the Panther-led reward for the citizens arrested George Zimmerman. But the question that I think needs to be asked, and I believe Anderson Cooper had asked this to Brother McHale on CNN. How would you respond to Trayvon Martin's parents who say that they are against such actions?
Trayvon Martin's parents I have read nowhere where Trayvon Martin's parents are against us. Matter of fact, I've seen his, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chairman Shabazz. No, I haven't heard them say anything negative towards the
party. I haven't seen them
party.
Come out against us directly at all. Now, I've seen reporters fight hard and ask all kind of what we call in the law, they call very aggressive and prosecutorial questions and leading questions to try to trap them, to force them to denounce us. Mm-hmm. And they still haven't done it. And I've seen his beautiful mother ask right on CNN about the Panther reward, and she said, I want that man arrested. Meaning she's saying, look, they're not the problem. Those calling for the arrest, this man should be arrested. So Trayvon Martin's parents, contrary to people putting that out there, have not come out there against us. And we will be meeting with them soon to let them know really what kind of people we are. And they will have more reason not to be against us. We have even the debate here. And balanced this thing out and made justice more likely by our presence about what we have done and what we will do in the upcoming days.
Chairman Shabazz, one more thing. Just to let you know, or to remind everyone, this week, April 11th through the 14th in Washington, D.C., Reverend Sharpton and the National Action Network will be having their national convention. And Trayvon Martin's parents, along with the parents of Amadou Diallo and Sean Bell, will all be meeting together, and they'll all be attending the convention.
Well, that's good, and I say more power to them. Certainly Reverend Sharpton knows me well, and we talk on the phone. And so Sharpton and I, throughout the years, have a relationship. So maybe I'll stop through there and see him at his convention. I'm sure he will be wanting me to have some words at the National Action Network Convention, as Sharpton and I have fought on a few battlefields together in the past. That also sounds similar to something that we're doing coming up in Sanford, Florida, within the next few weeks. And that is, we're having an international human rights tribunal in Sanford, Florida. And in Sanford, Florida, not only will we have those that are close to the Trayvon Martin situation, hopefully his family, But we're also going to have Megan Williams, victims of hate crimes in West Virginia, who we fought on behalf of Black Lawyers for Justice and got the first hate crimes established on them devils, and they are now doing deep prison time. That was because of our strong advocacy in West Virginia. They was going to knock out the charges against that. They were going to drop the charges and blame it on Megan. So we got Megan Williams coming. We got our honorable comrade, Dr. Chokwin Lumumba, Attorney Chokwin Lumumba from Mississippi, and the Scott sisters we hope to have. We're talking about also the family of our brothers and sisters who are murdered under fresh and new hate crimes right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're talking about having an international human rights and legal tribunal that bring the victims of racial attacks in America. And I just spoke with a whole group of people who are planning on connecting with us and taking this cause to the United Nations to show that America, show the world that America cannot protect black people against racial attacks, that she not only can't protect us but refuses to protect us. And so whatever the United Nations is worth, that will be a part of this process as well. What am I saying, Farad? I'm saying good luck to those who are pushing at the National Action Network and the convention and Reverend Sharpton and them, good luck. And good luck to us, as we will be doing something similar and stronger right down there in Sanford, Florida. We have to keep organizing. For everybody on the phone tonight, those who walked out of school and turned it out down there in Florida and pumped this blackout and carried it out, we give you a strong black hand, and we got to get stronger. We'll be calling for more strikes in the future, more actions, more strong actions on behalf of our people. We're going in soon, within a few weeks, and we're going to train the community in community patrols and community self-defense in Sanford. We're not going to allow some neo-Nazis to drive around and intimidate black people. And we know what we know and are trained how we train. We have to raise up an army in Florida of black men and black people who will patrol and defend the community, and we have to have a Ministry of Defense in Florida, a Ministry of Defense that will drive the neo-Nazis out and crush them. Crush their little flag and their little operation and drive them out of town. I take the next caller.
Thank you very much, Chairman.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to get it to you. All right. Thank you, Brother Deshaun Farad. This is error code 762-215. You're on the air with our national chairman, Dr. Malik Lucia-Boz. Please present your question, your comment. Black Power.
Black power,
Conrad.
Black power.
You got a question,
better come with it. Yeah, I'm going to ask a question. I'm Malik, in the gut. I want to know, they didn't arrest that man yet?
You know that man ain't been arrested. That man is sitting back in his living room. He don't have no, he has no bail he has put up. There's been no warrant placed for his arrest. And he's relaxing, sipping some lemonade, and holding the same gun in his lap that he murdered Trayvon with. Welcome to America.
That's a damn shame. You know, a lot of black people in there stand up and just do this shit right.
But he's also in fear and hiding. He's also in fear and hiding. Because he know that somebody has put a call out on his behind and that black people are angry. He may be kicking back, but he's probably scared as hell as well. We ain't got nothing to do with it, but I heard if he take one step out there on that damn street, his head will be rolling. Next caller.
All right, thank you so much, Carla. We're going to area code 504-235. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Give us your question, your comment, please. Black Power. All right, 504-235. You got a question or comment? We'll keep it moving. This is area code 352-575. You're on the air. Your question or comment, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Shabazz, this is Sister Michelle Williams down in Tampa, Florida, Chief of Staff.
Go ahead.
I just want to say to Brother Sean, you set the tone for this evening's call. My brother in Christ, my national chairman, has just went ahead and leveled the playing field. It doesn't get any broader than this. I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than this. The demand is on the table. We have to deal with it. Whether these honkies like it or not, they're going to have to deal with, you know, as my comrade in truth here in Tampa has said many a times, these miscarriages of justice, injustices, they have to be dealt with right now. Trayvon Martin, my heart goes out to his family. This is not an isolated incident because our men, women, and children have been getting killed since the dawn of time. The walkout, the day of absence, the strike day, the day we ain't going to have no white folks in our parking pay, it was beautiful. It was very, very successful. It made the front page news of the black newspaper here. The students are taking a stance and walked out of school at 12 o'clock. Parents were so afraid, white parents, Latino parents were so afraid they were in the parking lots not knowing what the black students were going to do. Those students held hands linked on the arm and walked down 22nd Street, not saying we shall overcome, but we fired up and we fed up. We ain't taking this no more. That's what those children were chanting. 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders are saying they fed up. It's like I say, a third grade child can see what's happening in America. Why white America, why this white government does not want to deal with the racism? Well, guess what? I tell you one thing. It took me a long time. It took me a long time, I mean months, almost a year, to officially announce that I was even a part of the new Black Panther Party. Let me tell you something. This is my new family, and I'm here to stay. Whether these honkies like it or not, because I can tell you one thing. I'm saying what's on my heart, and if it's on my heart, it's going to come out of my mouth. I'm saying what other far-behind black leaders are afraid to say, and they know it's on their heart because, see, they done got too damn cozy with these crackers, and they want to make sure they eat at the table. Let me tell you something. I eat my justice for my community when it's rendered to us. And the day I start fighting for us is the day I have become a traitor. And since I don't foresee that day of me becoming a traitor, my fist will remain in the air. Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, my national chairman, to the executive board member of the New Black Panther Party, I stand in solidarity with anyone who is ready to fight for justice. And I stand in solidarity with one thing that I remember, our brother Mike Tyson, who spoke so clear on Piers Morgan's show the other evening on CNN, it was something Mike, he had, it kind of had me chuckle, was a brother say, there have often been 9 million people at one time watching me when I was in the ring who hate my guts. Most of them are white people. That's okay. He said, the only thing I ask you is you spell my name right. The only thing I ask you, Hawk, is don't misquote anything that we say. Play the audio tapes the way you goddamn heard them. See, I'm speaking clear and slowly this evening. So the next time you say that Michelle Williams said anything, damn it, you Hawk, is better make sure I said it right. All power to the people, Black Power.
Power to the people, Black Power. Brother Chairman, you got a response to that, sir?
Sister, I love you very much. Because of your tenacity and dedication to our struggle. And it is my honor and privilege and our honor and privilege to organize with you. And I want every black man under the sound of my voice to understand that if this sister, Michelle Williams can stand with us as strong as she's standing, then you can stand up too. And to other sisters who are listening, you can stand up too. If you all will just help us more than you're already helping us, and we're getting surprising momentum. Some of the things that the Panther Party have been behind today have really surprised us. They didn't think that school children and school kids would get behind the Panther Party, and they're nervous about it. And so we have to organize another strike, another walkout, other actions. We're going to organize stronger than we ever have before. And so don't worry, for those in the listening audience, don't worry and don't fear this devil. The Bible in the book of Psalms says, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want." He goes on to say, "He make me lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." Okay, so though it may look to you like we're walking in the valley of the shadow of death, but we fear no evil, because this mission that we're on is ordained by God. And God did not raise us up as a nation to become a bunch of punks and a bunch of flunkies. Not in this day and hour. He says that he would raise us up to be an exceedingly great army after the whipping winds that blew on the dry bones. And so when you see Christians who are on the phone tonight, black Christians, that's a black Christian woman on the phone tonight, in unity and in solidarity with her black Muslim brother, and then you have brothers and sisters here, some blue collar, some white collar, and some ain't got, as the Dr. Khaled Muhammad said, no shirt on their back. When you hear all of us in unity and fighting for a common cause, like David against Goliath, know that our day has come, even our time has come. And what time is it? It's nation time. It's nation time. There's no justice coming for the black man and woman in America. You can hang it up. We can must continue to fight, must continue to resist to exist. We must boycott, walk out, strike, mobilize, blackout, all of that. But ultimately, we must have a nation and territory of our own, as it is written in the scripture. Like the children of Israel, we must have a nation of our own. You're not going to get justice here with this mind of the white man in America. What is the next caller?
That's true. Sister Michelle, thank you so much, sister. We'll go to area code 347-955. Your mic is now open and you're on the air. This is Dr. Malik Zulu-Shabazz. Give us your comment and question, please.
Peace and Black Power. This is Sister Black Power. This is Sister Payne from the Black Panther Party in Brooklyn. How you doing, Jamie? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. The chairman is still on. Go right ahead, sis.
Yes.
Okay. I have a question to ask. First question is this, right? The protests and the walkouts and everything are great, you know, especially like in Florida where there's like a lot of support from the cities and everything. But at the same time, like some of us, you know, are thinking it's becoming more tedious than good. And I know, like, Elijah Muhammad had this program years back where he asked the black people to, like, donate, like, $10 a month. It was, like, the three-year economic program, like, to donate $10 a month. So, you know, we as black people could come together and begin, you know, to separate ourselves from our oppressor. My question is, that's one of my questions. That question is, why don't we utilize that wise, solution and start to do that so we can see ourselves separated from these people?
My answer to that question is we must do all of this, my dear sister, and that is part of our job. But I don't feel that we should enact one solution at the expense of another. And as my dear queen speaks of the program of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the three-year economic program, and pooling our resources and pooling our dollars. And to do like the messenger of Allah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad did in establishing farms and factories and international trade. And we must do that. And what one thing I do want to say, sister, is that if I can get the backing of Black America, if I can get the support, sound like I'm running for office, huh? If I can get the, and I am, I'm ready for support from the Black nation, from the Black community. I want every Black person under the sound of my voice. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to be scared. I want you to feel the Spirit, and as the Bible say, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Sister, I'm old enough now to tell you that if I get the backing, enough backing of Black people in America, I can give you the results that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave. I can put a program into action like that in the hells of North America. But I got to have, and we got to have, but in specific here, I got to have more support and stronger support and better helpers that are able to get this message out. And if y'all will just listen to me, I'm specifically now talking to the Panther Party. If y'all will just trust me and listen to me, and go about this in the way we have been trying for you all to go about in terms of building a united front and building a mass movement that the masses of our people can grab onto, as radical as it is, it can be presented and explained in a way that will increase the likelihood of the masses following it. Sister, if I can get this program across to the masses, you will have freedom overnight. Can do it. And it doesn't have to be talked. The solution is here, but we need more support. And we can raise millions of dollars. And I'm one who knows how to handle and budget and organize and administrate millions of dollars and know how to make good things come up out of the earth, and buildings and property and homes and luxuries and what they call other things that will cause you to have friendships in all walks of life. I have that kind of training, and what I don't have, I'm connected to many other brilliant ones in the Black nation that I have met over the years. Whether they're hotel owners or Michael Roberts and others, or whether they're entertainers that are hooked in with us, or whether they're international businessmen, all of that. So that's what I want to say, sister. It's achievable, but it's achievable right here. It's not achievable by somebody else. It's achievable right here. Now, I do want to say that one strategy be weighed against another strategy, that as you can't, our struggle is holistic. We can't withdraw from agitation. We can't withdraw from the streets. We can't withdraw from mobilizations, from demonstrations. We can't withdraw from self-defense training and self-defense maneuvers and community organizing. We can't withdraw from objecting and showing our outrage at the injustices of society just because we want to build businesses. If you don't have a movement, if you don't have a movement that will fight back, the white man will take your bakery. The white man will take your bean pie factory.
That's right.
The white man will take your farm. You there? If you don't have a movement, I'm going to call you back from another line if this line go out. But if we don't have a movement that is here to, that has won over the people, so that if you touch us with our farm, you touch us with our factory, you touch us with what we're building for Black people, and you got a hell of a price to pay, you don't build a movement. If you don't develop a movement, defend what you develop with a movement, then you're going to be out of luck. So we got to do both, my sister. We got to fight on all fronts. We got to build, and in self-defense, we got to kill.
I have another question. I'm not I'm not going to say no because I know, like, there's more people on the line. But I do have another question. My next question is this, right? Like, I heard you speaking earlier. You were saying that we were the children of Israel, you know, and that's true. Like, that's in the Bible, and the Bible gives, like, our whole life story. My question is, like, instead of us, like, being all-inclusive, right? Like, I know, like, Mao Zedong in the Red Book, it talks about how they, you know, they took out their traitors, basically. And I feel that we as a people are trying to be too inclusive. We're trying to be too inclusive for the things that are not good for us. We're trying to be too inclusive for our people that have sold us out, basically. You know, we're trying to be too inclusive. And my question is, why instead of, like, you know, trying to reclaim a culture that might not have been to our best benefit in the first place, or trying to connect with people that don't mean us no good, right? Why don't we, you know, out certain things out of our culture and recreate a new culture that we could stand by and look towards the Most High and see ourselves moving forward?
That's a good question. Look, Sean, let me pick that question up here on the other line. Let me pick that up
on the other line.
Pick me up on the 397.
All right, we're standing by. I'm going to pick you right on up. Just hold tight. And brothers and sisters, thank you for your patience. We're just switching the line. Hold one second. There we go. Got you. Brother Chairman, go right ahead.
All right. My sister, because the answer to your question directly is because we haven't been shown a better way. And our people will always tend to lean towards the existing society until we're able to show another way. And it's sometimes hard for us to show another way. I mean, we have to sit back and watch Snooki from New Jersey. You have to sit back and watch Basketball Wives. You have to sit back and watch the sport and play in America and really how attractive America is to our people. And even in the face of murder, the face of abuse, and I'm going to have to go in a second, the face of all kind of calamities, the nature of the human being, or especially of the Negro, is to desire ease over difficulty. See, what we're talking about here right now is difficulty. What you're talking about right here right now is a challenge. What you're talking about here right now takes guts and determination. Now, it's one thing that the white man has. When he don't like the way he's being treated, he is ready to go to war against his mistreatment, no matter how attractive the circumstances look. Even the American colonists, when he faced the British Empire, they really were not doing that bad. They really could have stayed under England. But because he wanted the true principles as he saw it, even though he wanted to keep us in slavery, because he wanted to be free from what he called taxation without representation and wanted a nation of his own, he went through the hard path of revolution and the Revolutionary War, and they put their lives on the line. White people are ready to fight, kill, bleed, and die for the principles that they believe in, and we are too weak and punctified when it comes to facing the struggles that we would have to face, so it's easier for us to accept some goddamn Section 8 and some food stamps and the second-class treatment and just make it on by. And as long as we adopt that mentality, we're going to be in second place always, and the white man will laugh at us. And so our effort, if we don't offer any other effort, my dear sister, to black people or any other inspiration, it gives them the courage to have heart. Mm-hmm. It gives them the courage to stand up, because ultimately this is a character test. Black people know that this is not right, how we're being treated. They know these schools are not right that we're going to. They know that the media and everything is biased against us, and we should have a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to get more courage as a people, but we got to have leadership that will clearly lead the way. Right now we got leadership that confuses the people on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And one hand tells them how bad the society is, on the next hand leads them right back to the plantation. And so here, as again, as I leave you, this is where the group of brothers and sisters on this phone, all of us who are on this phone, in my judgment, we represent the strongest activists and the strongest leadership and the strongest voice in America. And if we put all our heads, our minds, and our hearts together, you as a black woman will start to see your pain dissipate. You will start to see your frustration dissipate. So again, as I leave you and I leave all of you on this phone, I ask for your support. And we ask for your support. Even if you don't quite understand us, know that the Bible says if we're not against you, we must be for you. You ain't never heard no black people talk like this and take this position in your generation. And so we need your support. And go to our website, www.newblackpanther.com. Prepare for our paper, The Ballot or the Bullet. It's out and it's hot, strong. Tens of thousands of copies are ready to hit the streets. We will have more strikes, more days of action. We will have more bold and strong maneuvers. And we will be in Florida for the duration of this battle. And we're right now moving on Tulsa, Oklahoma, with other men in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And fires are breaking out all over the nation. And so you're right, it's wartime.
Yes, sir.
I'm your commander-in-chief. I leave you. Black power.
Black power and all power to the people. Brothers and sisters, you heard it. That's your national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, sounding off. We appreciate him. We appreciate and honor you, sir. And thank you for your commitment and your bold stand. And again, if you want to support the cause, make sure you hit us up at newblackpanther.com. Our national email is nbpphq@yahoo.com. Shouts out to all of the organizers, all the activists, everybody who kicked in today on this national walkout and strike. And I do want to say to the detractors out there, Andrew Breitbart, who is dead and resting resting in piss and the machinery, to hell with you. Anybody that's standing up against the rise of black people in this hour, you will be thwarted. The website is dayofactionmovement.org. Find a chapter near you, get involved with the movement, and let's liberate our people. I'm your brother and soldier in arms, Sean Kwali, signing off and saying thank you for your attention, and join us again, hopefully this Wednesday once again at 9 p.m. for another edition. Black Power.